this morning.
Let us pray. Holy and most precious Lord, I come before you this day, invoking your presence to be with us as we hear the words you have placed on my heart. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation, O God, of each of us present, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Now, I have a disclaimer for the message this morning, because the message this morning is on wisdom. The message this morning is on wisdom. But I do know that it's Father's Day. So I do want to get that out the way right now and say Happy Father's Day to all you daddies in the house. I want to say Happy Father's Day to you and wish you the best day that you might have. Now, why I had to make that disclaimer is because the text this morning is out of Proverbs. Proverbs is a wisdom text, just as Ecclesiastes in the Song of Solomon. But in this particular vein, wisdom today, wisdom at all times, the scripture claims wisdom is a woman. And you might wonder, well, wait a minute, this is Father's Day, and you are going to talk about wisdom in the context of a woman. And when it came before me, I looked at it real quick and I went, oh yeah, I'm going to go there. The Lord is dragging me and telling me to go into that text. Because it made me think right away. It made me think of who has been inspirational in my life. Who has provided me with great wisdom that I look at and I live by, and I still live on those shoulders today? Who has been the sage that, or sages that have inspired me on my journey and helped me get on my way? Who has been there in the midnight hour when I've been sick and down and out? Who has been there when I've had questions and doubts about which way to go and what to do? Who has been a person who has healed me at times when I didn't think I was healable? Who has that been? And I realize it has been a woman. Talk to me now. It has been a woman. And so I could not resist today, as I thought about this text this morning around wisdom and being attentive to wisdom and listening to wisdom and acknowledging wisdom, that I realized in all of my life, when God created wisdom, God has been nurturing me and blessing me by way of God's wisdom through the women in my life. And that has been so amazing when I began to think about what they have done and what they have put up with in me. I've not been the best. Woo! I've been some trouble. I am not the person that I am now that I was then. Trust me, we're glad of that. Woo! But wisdom stuck with me in the midst of that stuff. In the midst of those times when I did not want to be obedient to God's word, in the midst of those times when I was so like, no, I can't do that, or that's not for me, or in the midst of my illnesses and sores, in the midst of my despair and dismay, wisdom stuck by me. Why? Because wisdom, as the text will tell us, wisdom is God. All the time I was experiencing this wisdom, I really didn't come to fully understand that it was God all the time. I knew God was there. I knew God was present. And so when I think about these three women, I think about Gerthy, and I think about Willie Mae, and I think about Barbara, I realize how these three women have been shaping my life all from the very beginning and all the way through this present hour. That I would not be who I am had it not been for their wisdom and their compassion and their obedience to God to be present with me. I would not be standing here today. That I would not be who I am, and I would not have the passions and concerns that I have for the world, for you. That my love for you would be totally different if they had not been the voices in my ear, if they had not been standing at the gate and saying, Michael, don't go that way, go this way. If they had not been there instructing me in how to live a life that is worthy and true, I would not be who I am today. Because it would be Gerthy who would teach me how to be this person that had compassion for any and all people. It would be her who would teach me how to have my house open to anyone who came. Because if you are a believer and a follower in Christ, your door is not closed. If someone is struggling, you give them whatever you can. You may not have much, but you give them what you have. If they need a place to sleep, then you bring them into your house and you let them sleep. They may have to be on a pallet on the floor. They may be able to get in a bed, but wherever they need, you're going to provide it for them. That when they get sick and down and out, that you won't walk away from them. No, you will care for them. You will cherish them. And you will offer them words that are not your words. You're going to offer them words that are words of God. You're going to be obedient to your faith as you raise a child that you would have him to go so that that child will not depart from God when they get older. That wisdom I receive from Gerthy. That sense of having no other God before me, even though I wanted to have money and I wanted to have those things. I wanted to have nice clothes and I wanted to go hang out with my friends at the club. I wanted all of these things. But it'd be Gerthy who would be there with these words of wisdom saying, child, now you know you go to church. You know that you believe in God. So if what you're doing out there ain't right, I'm just telling you, you better check yourself. I don't know what you're doing when you come home at 3:00 in the morning, but I do want you to know it ain't acceptable in my house. That was that voice standing at the gate, reminding me that I am not who the world desires me to be. I am who God is designing me to be. And I need to be very careful to not allow myself to get sucked into what is going on in the world, but to be constantly aware that God has a word for me, and it's going to come by the way of the sage at the door. It's going to come by way of the woman who is standing there offering you wisdom, because she is the Word of God. And I would come to know that this woman so cared for me, but I also knew that my mother, Willie Mae, was always offering that wise advice. That I would sit down and have conversations with her, and she would tell me about the things that are going on in the world, and she would share with me her mistakes, her faults, her things she wished she had never done. In essence, to tell me, son, don't make the mistakes I've made. Don't do these things. But here's what I want you to do. I want you to honor your family. I'm going to live a life. I'm going to show you that I'm going to honor my family no matter what. I'm going to cherish my kids no matter what they have done, no matter where they have been. I'm going to love them because God gave them to me. I'm going to make sure that I put food on the table, that I clothe them. I'm going to make sure that I tell them that they are loved. Friends, wisdom. Wisdom by way of the text, wisdom by way of the proverb, is reminding you and I that God speaks to us. God speaks to us in her voice. And her voice is not some great politician out there. Her voice is not some great singer or performer. No, her voice is someone who is near to you. Her voice is present with you. God is present with you. God journeys with you. God is in your house. God is at your workplace. God is there reminding you through the voice of her that I love you and that I want the best for you. Do not get yourself trapped into that which is out there in the world, but be of the world so that you might live a life that is worthy and true. For that is wisdom. Wisdom is realizing that God is consistently, always sitting with you, talking to you. God is at the gate, shouting out to you, I love you. Shouting out to you, I understand your pain. Shouting out to you, I know your loss. Shouting out to you, I understand your mountaintop experiences. But at the same time, God is saying to you, God is saying to you, to be obedient to my word, to be obedient to my call, to be obedient to the ways of serving your community, to be obedient to the ways of giving to those who have not. And then there's this young girl named Barbara. Y'all have seen her around. She's actually right now in Rochester visiting with a group of young women that, well, they're not really young women. It's a group called Shades of Sisterhood. And it's a group of women who get together and have these really deep and powerful discussions around a variety of social issues. And it was a group that Barbara has been a part of for quite some time. And so she's gone back this weekend, and she said to me, she goes, Michael, she goes, I just want to know, are you going to be upset because it's Father's Day? And I'm not going to be in worship with you on Father. I'm not going to be able to celebrate Father's Day with you. And I said to her, with all the love I had, I said, you go. I'm good. Now, I didn't know this text was coming, by the way. I did not know this text around wisdom was going to come and that I'd be talking about God in context and God's wisdom in context to a woman. I had no idea, and she doesn't even know because I didn't tell her ahead of time. I didn't say, oh, by the way, you know what you're going to miss, but I didn't tell her. But the easy part of saying yes to that was because I realized the wisdom that has been shared between she and I in the raising of our children, in the living of our lives, in the communities in which we've been a part of, in the ministry work that we've done both together and apart. I realized the wisdom of challenge that has been brought before me that God has created in her to bring voices to me to say, Michael, you need to stand up and stand out. There have been times when we've had these really intense conversations, and it's been later on that I realized that was God speaking through her to tell me what I need to hear. I may not have wanted to hear it, and I may have struggled to take it in, but God was still speaking, and God was speaking through her. So often, God is trying to speak to that which is very present with us. And so often, we want to shun it. We want to turn it aside. We want to say, well, you know, she don't know what she's talking about, or yeah, we do. When all the time it is God speaking through this wisdom voice, through this woman, trying to let you and I know what God desires of us. And all too often in our nation, in our society, all too often in our world, we're not listening. God's speaking, but we're not listening. God's wisdom is being imparted into us, but we're ignoring. God's wisdom is offering us direction, but we're choosing to go the opposite way. God's wisdom is trying to impart into us, but we're trying to close the door and keep that wisdom out, because in essence, to accept that wisdom means that we would have to be different. Different than where we want to go, different than what we are, different than where we want to be. We would have to let go of our own sense of piety, of our own sense of power, of our own sense of worth, and we would have to let God's voice speak through us. And that's hard when it comes to wisdom, because it means work. It means work. Work of re-looking at yourself. Work at re-evaluating yourself. Work at realizing that you ain't all that in a bag of chips. Working at knowing that God desires the best of us. And that voice will come to us in the form of a woman. And the real question in our world today is, will we listen? I am thankful that I have listened to those voices. I am thankful that I've become a better listener of God's voices. I've come to be a better listener of her and what she has to say. I'm not where I want to be. I'm not perfect, but I do want to become a better listener. I want to be able to be attentive to when she stands at the gate and says to me, woe unto you. I want to be able to listen when she sits with me in the evening and I'm watching something or I'm reading a book. I want to listen to her and hear what God is desiring to be said to me, for she is God. In Proverbs chapter 8, later on, it says in the text, it says that wisdom was with God at the beginning of creation. She was not some secondary piece of God. She was always there. She was always there guiding. She was always there offering. She was always there being kind. And what I have discovered in my life with Gertie and with Barbara and with Willie Mae is that in their breath, they are always there. In their breath, they are always trying to offer me the best of who they are. Now, Gertie has passed away. She has gone to be with her maker, but I have never forgotten her words of wisdom that have been instilled in my heart. I have never let go of her sense of direction. And what's amazing is, even though my mother and I live far apart in the sense that she's in Indiana now, but her words of wisdom, whenever we talk on the phone, it's just amazing the things that she will share with me and the things that we will talk about. And I'm blown away by her steadfastness in the midst of all the trials and tribulations of her life growing up as a child in Cleveland, Mississippi, back in the days when it was just a hard place to live. And yet this woman would come to Michigan and she would have 12 children and she would love them all and she would not turn her back on them. And she'd make sure there's food on the table and that we had clothes on our backs. It just amazes me that a single mom would do all of that and still be able to impart words of encouragement, words of direction, words of instruction. Listen to her, my friends. Listen to her because she is speaking to you. She is speaking to you. She is speaking to me. Yes, wisdom comes to us from the very beginning. Wisdom is her, and she desires with all of her might and all of her power and all of her essence to direct us in a path that is right with God, to direct us in a path that is good with God, in a path that does seek kindness and love, justice, and walks humbly with your God. Wisdom. Claim her. Hold her. Hear her and allow her to be the voice of your direction. Amen.